This is Sugyas and Halacha, episode 4. Episode 4, we're continuing the Halachis of Rishus HaYachid, and today we're going to discuss what's the status of the airspace of Rishus HaYachid. What if you put it on a wall that surrounds Rishus HaYachid, and what if there are holes in the wall of the Rishus HaYachid? So let's start off with the airspace of Rishus HaYachid. There's a din that the airspace of Rishus HaYachid is Eile Ad L'Rakia. What's Nafkamina? What does that mean that it goes up all the way to the heavens? The din would be, let's say inside of Rishus HaYachid, you have a very, very tall pillar or a column, and you put an item upon it. The din is, it's as if you put it in a Rishus HaYachid. Even in a circumstance where this amud is not Dal Tfachim by Dal Tfachim, even where this amud extends is higher than the mechitzis of the Rishus HaYachid. For example, let's say the mechitzis of the Rishus HaYachid are 10 tfachim high, and this amud extends 30 tfachim high. The din is still, since we say the avir of the Rishus HaYachid is el ad l'rakia, the din is as if you put it on top of, when you put it on top of the columns, it's still as if you put it in a Rishus HaYachid. So that's the din of avir Rishus HaYachid is el ad l'rakia. What's the din if you put an item on top of the kaisel of Rishus HaYachid, the walls of Rishus HaYachid? So again, if you have the Ksalim that are high, they're 10 Tfachim high, that what do? They're guided to Rishus HaYachid. The din is, if you put a Chefetz on top of these walls, it's as if you put it in the Rishus HaYachid, even if this Kaisel, the width of the Kaisel is not Da'at Tfachim, it's less than that. The din is, Kaisel of Rishus HaYachid, you put it Al-Gabam, the din is, it's as if you put it in Rishus HaYachid. What if you put it inside a hole that's found in these Ksalim? So there, it depends on the circumstance. If this hole only opens to the Rishus HaYachid and does not go to the Rishus Ram at all, this hole definitely has a status of Rishus HaYachid because it only opens to the Rishus HaYachid. If this hole goes straight from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus Ram, the din is as follows. If this hole is found within 10 tfachim, meaning it's 10 tfachim or below, it's a machlekes ha-peskim. Some say it has a din of Rishus HaYachid, others say it has a din of Chayr Rishus HaRabim, which is a little different din we'll have to explain. So that's a machlekes. If it goes from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim under 10 tfachim, the din is, within 10 tfachim, sorry, the din is, it's a machlekes. If this hole goes from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim and it's above 10 tfachim from the ground, the din is that it is like Rishus HaYachid. If this hole is only open towards the Rishus Ram or Carmelis, the din is, it has a din of Chayr Rishus Ram or Chayr Carmelis, definitely not a din of Rishus HaYachid. So just to review, the din of Rishus HaYachid, if the airspace of Rishus HaYachid is Elan Lorkia, therefore if you put on top of a column that extends higher than the walls of the Rishus HaYachid, the din is still Elan Lorkia, it's as if you placed it in Rishus HaYachid. The Ksalim, if you put on top of a wall of Rishus HaYachid, even if it's not for Tfachim wide, the din is as if Rishus HaYachid. Chayr Rishus HaYachid, let's say you put in the holes of the Rishus HaYachid, of the Ksalim Rishus HaYachid, the din is as follows. If this hole only opens to Rishus HaYachid, the din is like it says, din Rishus HaYachid. If it only opens to Rishus HaRabim, it's din Rishus HaRabim. If it opens to both sides, below the 10 tfachim and below the din, it's machlekes, and above 10 tfachim from the ground, it is the din of Rishus HaYachid. Everyone have an amazing day.